in Washington, I got into drugs. Started out smoking pot, and by the time I left D.C., I was doing acid maybe two or three times a month on the weekend. We were all experimenting with recreational drugs at that time. It was sort of a wink and an elbow in the side if you had an inkling that somebody else was doing it. And one of the reasons, frankly, that I connected with a lot of music groups at that time was because they were dabbling and so was I. And we had common code words that we used. I still have a picture with Tommy James and the Shondells. And somebody took a picture of them, and I'm giving them drugs backstage, you know. And if they got an idea that there was some guy playing records, and he was talking their language, and you just knew somehow or another they had gotten into something here.